Is daf ayin tes. Let's learn again the Refuah Shleima for Talia Fega Bas was it Tzivia Alisa, I think it is. Refuah Shleima there. So the Gemara begins on top of ayin tes. And Aleph, the Gemara begins, we're talking about yesterday, who was the opinion of the Mishnah that said if the basar was not kayim, so you shouldn't sprinkle the blood, but if you sprinkle the blood, nonetheless, there was hurtza. So we spent all of yesterday's daf, or Amr Beis at least, explaining that this was the Shita Rabbi Nassim. But now the Gemara on the top of Ayin Tes says there's another answer, another explanation of who authored the Mishnah. And that's the Gemara says, Ibai Sema, Rav, Damar Kribi Yeshua, and it's a very Mefurish Braisa. Not sure why they didn't go with this Prat initially. But either way, Gemara says, Detanya Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kozvachim Shebatora Bein Shenit Mabasar, Vechelav Kayim, Bein Shenit Mechelav Ubasar Kayim, Zarakez Adam. So when it comes to all other Karbanos, you don't have to have the Achila. The Achila isn't necessary. And therefore, as long as something's still kayim, whether it's the bas or the chaylev, that's going to allow the zrikas dam to take place. However, when it comes to nazir, v'osa pesach, nitma chaylev u'basar kayim, zarekas adam. If the bas is still kayim, so then that allows you to go ahead and do the zrika, because the achila is necessary. But nitma basar v'chaylev kayim, but if the basar becomes tameh, then ein zarekas adam. You can't sprinkle the blood, because there the achila is essential for carbon pesach and nazir. The im zarek, if you do sprinkle the blood nonetheless, so that's acceptable. So that's clearly what Rav was saying. This is a mefurish brisa like Rabbi Yoshua. And the Gemara just concludes the brisa, nitmu habaylim, if the baylim become tamei, b'meis, with tumas meis, lo yizark one should not, v'im zark, and if one goes ahead and does the zrika nonetheless, lo hurtza, this is only true if the basar is tamei, but if the baylim are tamei, that we did not find they cool. So that's the very clear brisa, the statement of Rabbi Yeshua, that lines up nicely with Rav's understanding of the Mishnah on yesterday's daf. So now the Gemara continues with the Mishnah, Mukdashim ain't okay. So when it comes to Mukdashim, we saw a big distinction between Mukdashim Shar Karbanos versus Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says, Masnis and Mani, who is the author of the Mishnah, like we just said above, it's Rabbi Yeshua. So the Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol Azvachem by other Karbanos, Shebatara, Shenishtayer Mehen Kazayas Basar. O Kazayas Chelev Zorik Esadam. Let's say nothing's left other than a Kazayas. Everything else became Tameh or lost or whatever, but there's a Kazayas of either Basar or of Chalev still around. Zarek is Adam. That's allowed. As long as it's a Kazayas, it's worthwhile doing the Zrika. Whether it's the Basar or the Chalev, it's allowed. If, however, Kechatzi Zayas Basar, U Kechatzi Zayas Chalev, if it's only half a Zayas, half a Kazayas of Basar, plus a half a Kazayas of Chalev, Ein Zarek is Adam. You can't, because you can't combine the two. Chalev and Basar serve different purposes. You can't combine the two. You need a full Kazayas in order to allow for Zrika's Dam. But that's by other Karbanos. When it comes to an Ola, Afilu kechatzi zayis basar, kechatzi zayis chaylev, zorek is adam, you can sprinkle the blood, because by an ola, a basar, the basar and chaylev are equal, because mipnei shekula kala. We know in ola, nothing is eaten from the ola. It's all kula kala. So the basar and chaylev serve the same function. They're both going to be burnt in the mizbech, so you could combine them together, as opposed to other karbanos, like a chatas or like a shlamim, whereby the basar is eaten and the chaylev is not eaten, you can't combine the two. But ola is unique, where kulo kalu. And then the Gemara says, "Uvmincha afa pisha kula kayemes lo yizrak." If the mincha, even though everything's still around, you can't sprinkle the blood. So Gemara says, "Mincha maya bidase." What does a mincha have to do with sprinkling the blood? The mincha, there's a kemitza, there's shiraim, there's no sprinkling of blood, there's no zrikas dam when it comes to mincha. What's the brisa mean here? "Uvmincha afa pisha kula kayemes lo yizrak." There's no zrikas dam to speak of by mincha. So the Gemara explains, Amar Papa, Minchas Nisachim Sakadaitach. Minchas Nisachim, Sakadaitach Amina, Kevin the Ka'asim Mikach Zevach Kegufo Zevach Dami. We're not talking about a Stam Mincha, a standalone Mincha. We're talking about a Minchas Nisachim, it's called, that comes as a Nisach to accompany, to enhance a carbon, to enhance the Zevach. So since it's coming as part of the Zevach, one might think it's part of the Zevach, it's Kegufo. And let's say the entire Zevach was Nitmo or Nevad, but you have the Minchas Nisachim left over, maybe that's still considered as part of the Zevach itself, and you could go ahead and sprinkle the blood, as long as the Mincha is still around, Kamash Shalom, that no, you need a part of the actual Behema, but if only the Mincha is around, that won't allow one to go ahead and move forward with the Zrikas Dam. Just look at Rashi to make it a little bit clearer. Rashi says, Minchas Nisachim, Haba Im HaZevach, that accompanies the animal, the carbon, Mao the same, what would you have thought? Kizevach damya, it's like the animal itself. V'teve b'mokum zevach, it should be in place of the zevach if everything else is lost. L'hachshi es adam, and we learn from here, kamashma, that mincha doesn't work. Has to be part of the animal, but can't be the mincha, which is separate from the animal. So Gemara says, okay, let's talk about the animal itself. Which parts of the animal have to still be kayim to allow you to do zukras dam? So all we know based on the Brisa was chelev. Chelev minale. How do you know chelev itself? As long as the chelev is kayim, you can go ahead and do zrikas dam. What's the source? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Umatabe, others say Mishum Rabbi Shub ben Chananya. The Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, Vehiktir, ha chelev lereach nichoach lashem. So the Pasuk only mentions the chelev. It doesn't mention the basar, it doesn't mention anything else, just the chelev. So it's clear from the Brisa that chelev, afal, pishein, basar, that even though the basar is not around, as long as you simply have chelev, chelev is enough of a reason to allow for one to go ahead and do zrikas dam. Again, chelev, afal, pishein, basar. So now that's great. Ashkechon chelev, we find that chelev, if there's a kazais of chelev, that's enough of a reason to move forward with the zrikas dam. What about Yoseris HaKaved or Shteir Klaius Minol? And what if there's no chelev left around? But you have a part of the liver or the two kidneys. How if those parts of the animal are around, that would still allow you to go ahead and do Zrikas Dam, Minolim? So Gemara, before answering the question, where wants to know, whoever said that the Shteir Klaius and Yoseris HaKaved are enough of a reason to allow you to do Zrikas Dam? All we know is chelev. But who? We're not looking for the source of that. We're looking for the halacha. Where do you find that the halacha says that Yoseris HaKaved and Shteir Klaius allow you to do Zrikas Dam before looking for the source? That was an assumption. The Gemara assumed, as a given, that certainly would allow you to be to Zarek Dam. What's that based on? So Gemara says, parenthetically, Heicha Aminan. So where do you find the Zarkinan, that you do sprinkle the blood if you still have Yoseris HaKaved or Shteir Klaius? Midikatani, from the fact that the Braisa above just said, Uvimincha Afa Pisha Kula Kayemes Lo Yizrok. If the mincha's around, nothing else of the animal's around, but just the mincha, we said if the mincha's the only thing left over, you can't do zrikas dam. The implication is that's only true for the mincha hu delo. The mincha won't allow you to do zrikas dam. But if the part of the animal itself, Yoseris HaKaved, Osher Klayos, then Shapir Dami, that would certainly allow you to go ahead and do zrikas dam. So that's how we understood. That was the given, the implication from the Braisa above. So now we know what's the source. Where do you find in the Torah that in fact the Yoseris HaKaved and Shteir Klaius will allow you to do Zrikas Dam? So Minolan, how do you know? So Rabbi Yochanan himself explained to Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, L'reach nichalach. So if it creates a reach nichalach, if it creates a nice aroma, a nice scent for Kadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't specify. Kol shata mala l'reach nichalach, anything that's going to create a reach nichalach, anything that goes on the Mizbeach, like the Yoseris HaKaved and Shteir Klaios, that will allow a person to go ahead and to do Zrikas Dam. So that's how we know. That's the basis of Chelev, Yoseris HaKaved, and Shteir Klaios. So now the Gemara wants to know, why do you need two different sources? Why do you need both Chelev and plus the Pasuk of Reach Nichach? So the Gemara explains, Itzrich lemichtav Chelev, Vitzrich lemichtav Reach Nichach. You need to have both of these phrases. Because once you had Reach Nichach, I would have thought, so shouldn't that include even Chelev? So why single out Chelev, and why mention Reach Nichach? So the Gemara explained, because the Ikas Rachman of Chelev, had the Pasuk only said Chelev, I would have only thought Chelev in, but Yoseris HaKaved v'Shteir Klaios lo. You wouldn't allow, that wouldn't allow you to go ahead and do Zrikas Dam. And for that reason, Kas Rachmana, the Reach Nichach, to make it more expensive, anything that goes in his Mizbeach, including Yoseris HaKaved and Shteir Klaios, would allow one to go ahead with the Zrikas Dam. Now the flip side. V'Kas Rachmana, the Reach Nichach, I would have thought anything that's sprinkled on thrown on the top of the mizbeach, kol ha'olin l'reach nichoach afil mincha. I would have thought even if the mincha still remained from the carbon, that would allow you to go ahead and do zrikas dam. For that reason, kasher achmana chel has to be part of the animal itself as opposed to the mincha. And that's why you need both of these phrases in the pasuk. So now the new mishnah begins. We've been talking a lot about tumas tzibur when it comes to carbon pesach. So now the gemara is going to the mishnah is going to address further details. Nidma kahal. A rubo. Let's say the entire tzibur, all of Klaisel, or the majority of them. O, shayu akwanim tameim, or let's say the kwanim, all the kwanim are tamei, the hakal torim, even though Klaisel is tar, but all the people working in the base of Mikdash, the kwanim are tamei. So the din is, yasu batuma, you have to do batuma, either because a Klaisel is rov batuma, or because rov of kwanim are batuma, or all of kwanim are tamei. Let's say nitmat miut, hakal, let's say only a minority of the tzibur had become tamei. So the din is ha-tahorin osin es ha-rishon, the majority who are tahor do the Karban Pesach rishon, and the miut, the minority of Tmeim, they do osin es ha-sheni. So that's a very straight din. We probably knew this mission already. So just look at Tosis for a second. Tosis points out, o shahayu kohanim Tmeim yasu betuma. So if the kohanim are tamei, you have to go ahead, or you do go ahead and perform betuma. Even though quantum in theory, they don't have to touch the basar. They just have to touch the emurin to put the emurin on top of the mizbech. But they can actually avoid having to touch the basar that's going to be eaten. So why don't they try to avoid it and let the, at least the, since the klai yisrael is tahor, let them eat up a tahara. So the Gemara explains, kevan dishtarei tumas emurim. Since they're allowed to touch the emurim, the parts of the animal that go on the mizbeach, ishtari nami tumas basar. So once we say that the quantum are tame, and they can touch certain parts of the animal, they can touch the entire part of the animal, there's no need, no reason to go out of your way to keep the basar tahor. So that's the din of the Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, quotes the Braisa, Tani Rabbanan, Harei shayu Yisrael tameim, v'kohanim v'chleisharis tahorin. If Klai Yisrael is tame, even though the quantum and the various vessels are tahor, Osha you Yisrael Torim, but the Kohanim Klisharis Atameim. Vafilu Yisrael Vakwanim Torim, but the Klisharis Atameim, every single permutation, as long as one of the three factors are Atameim, whether it's Klai Yisrael or Kohanim or Klisharis, if one of them are Atameim, the din is Yasu Batuma, Shein Karbon Tzibur Chalak. We don't want to distinguish between some doing Atameim, some doing Tahor. As long as there's going to be a majority of people doing Tuma because of either the Klisharis or because of the Kohanim, because of Yisrael, Yisraelim, then we say the entire Tzibur could go ahead and perform the Karbanos Pesach. So Gemara now says, we mentioned that Klei Sharis are Tamei, so if the Klei Sharis are Tamei, the din is you could go ahead and do Betuma. So Rav Chista qualifies which type of Tuma does a Sakin have to be Tamei in order to allow you to do the entire Karban Betuma. So Amar Rav Chista, Lo Shanu Elo Shenidma Sakin Betamei Meis. Only true if the Klei Sharis or the Sakin, the knives, are Tamei Tumas Meis. Rachman Amar, the Pasuk says, this is the beginning of the first parak we learned this as well, at the end of the first parak we learned this as well. The pasuk says of Amar the chalal cherev. The pasuk connects the chalal to a cherev. The chalal is a corpse connecting to the sword that killed the dead body. Cherev harayu bechalal. The sword is like the chalal, like the mace. What does that mean? The kametami legavrim. We saw in the first parak that when the sword touches the mace, so normally when there's avatuma, it makes that which it touches only into a risham. But there's something unique to tumas mace that's avi avos hatuma, that the mace itself can make the sword into an avatum as well, and then make the person who touches it into an rishon. So when a person touches a cherev, which is a tumas mace, the person himself becomes a rishon as well. If a person touches a knife that's only tumas sheretz, the tumas sheretz cannot make the gavra into a tuma. Only a tumas mace has that potency to do so. So Rav Chisda says, the only time we say when the sakin is tuma, is tameh, do we say do the whole thing but tuma? It's only when it touches tumas mace, because again, the sakin becomes a rishon, an avatuma rather, the metami legavra, it makes a person into a tumas mace as well. The mikara, kimisabed betumas aguf, the kara is kimisabed, because now the din is, when a person, let's say, when the basar is tameh, if a person eats a basar that's tameh, a carbon that's tameh, there's a lav. When a person himself is tamei and he eats kachim, that's karis. So it's more serious when the person's tamei than when the carbon is tamei. So the din is, if you're touching a sakin, that means the gavr becomes tumas meis. And when he goes ahead and eats a carbon, he's violating karis. Now, the Torah allows you to do so by Karban Pesach. But the severity that we're overriding here is one that's attached to a karis. So the Gemara says again, if we allow a person, because since he's now a gavra, that's tameh, because he touched a sakin, that's tumas meis, he now becomes tumas meis himself, and now he's overriding the tumas guf, which is normally a kares. That's only true by a tumas meis. Aval says the Gemara, nitma sakin but tumas sheretz, where let's say the knife becomes a tumas sheretz, which is a risho now, the din by rishon la tumah. It's back, I should do some background on tumah for a second. An ava tumah can make anything rishon. It can make meichel mishta. It can make av, adam, and begadim, makes them all tameh. A rishon latumah only has the ability to make maichel mishta tameh, but does not have the ability to make a gavra into a tumah. So since the sakin by tumas mace itself is an avatumah, it can make the gavra tameh. But the sakin that touches tumas sheretz, the sakin itself is only a rishon, it cannot make a gavra, cannot make a gavra tameh, because it's only rishon latumah. So the Gemara says, aval nitma sakin betumas sheretz, the basar who did matami lay. The sakin of sheretz can be matami the basar, because since the knife is a rishon, it makes a basar into a tuma, but it doesn't make me. So it's the basar who matami lay. But legavra lo matami lay, it doesn't make me tame, I remain tower. So the din is tahorun avid, tameim lo avid. So the din should be, we should make the kohanim or tahor do the avoda. Why would we let a person who's tamei do the avoda if we rather everyone stay tahor? Because it's only a lav that we're overriding here. Mutav yochal betumas basar belav, V'al yochal basar b'tumas haguf shebekaris. Meaning we allow a person, if the basar becomes tamei, okay, fine, override the lav. But to not allow people who are tamei to go ahead and start eating the basar, that we wouldn't allow. That's now a more severe issur. That's a karis. So we see from here that we only allow this din, that if the klei sharis are tamei, that we allow the entire tzibur to eat it, but tumah, that's only we're talking about tumas mace. Where tumas mace, again, makes all the gavras into a high-level tumah, that's a karis. But by tumas sharis, that's not the case. So we see from either way, alma, we see from this case, kasavar of chisav, chisav of the opinion, that tumah is duchuya hibet tzibur, it's duchuya, because had tumah been hutra, then we allow all, we wouldn't have any shilas here. The fact that we're trying to look for different things, so it's tuch, but duchuya hibet tzibur. V'chein amar Rabbi Yitzchak, tumah duchuya hibet tzibur. Fine. Yeah, exactly. Tosa seems to imply the hutra b'tzibur. Exactly, right. So now, the Gemara says that if you take, before go by, look at Tosa for a second. Tosa says, Tumas haguf to bekaris misabim. So the din is, if a person touches the sakin, which is Tumas mace, it makes the gavra himself Tumas mace. So Tosa, why does that have to be the case? Can't you avoid that? Vim tomar yishchot b'sakin arucha. Why not use a very, very long knife? V'lo yitzarech l'kanish la'azara. So you don't have to go into the... Okay, I made a mistake for a second. Because the Tumas Guf, the person himself is Tumas Guf, when he enters into the Zara, that's where the Karis comes in. So you're able to avoid a person who's Tameh from entering the base of Mikdash by using a very long knife. He can stay outside. There's no Tumas Karis. Have like a sword. Or inami, yechos besakin bepshute kleit tzivishchot, where use some type of extension, use something else that's not Tumas mace. Have a wood, which won't make a Tameh. So Tosas says, V'omari, de'ein panai l'chalas psachon l'shchot be'inidzeh. It's not enough time. Remember, things move so fast in the Beis Mikdash to get a long knife, to get an extension of a klisharitz. There's not enough of time to do so, and therefore we can't go around take those avenues. Either way, the Gemara says that only Tumas Meis do we allow the Tamei people to go into the Azara and do the Beis Mikdash, do the Shechita. When it comes to Tumas Sharitz, there's no such allowance. But comes along Rava. Rava says no. Rava Amar Filu Tmeim Nami of the. He says that even though the Saki might be Tumas Sharitz, we still allow a Tmeim to enter the Beis HaMikdash and to do the Avodah. Why is that the case? Because he has a drasha. So my time, Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'abasar she'yiga b'chol tamei lo ye'achel. You can't eat a kachim basar that becomes tamei. Don't eat. There's an issur to eat it. Be'esh yisar, if you have to burn the basar. V'abasar kol tower yochal, and the only people who are tower should be eating it. So Gemara, now he's medayik the following. Kol heicha dilo karina be'y Habasa Shayiga Bakhotame Lo Yecha, whenever we don't apply the Isser of eating, meaning you're allowed to eat the Tameh, meat, like in our case of Karim Pesach, Lo Karina Bay. We don't also say Habasa Koltar Yochal, that only those who are tar eat it. In other words, the Isser of the Gavra versus the Isser of the eating the meat, that is a Habahatalya. So now there's only when there's an Isser to eat the meat Batuma. We say we don't allow a Tamei person to come into the Beis HaMikdash. But the moment we allow a person to eat the Basar Tamei, we would also allow a person who's Tamei to also participate in the Karban. So Gemara says, Kol heicha da karina be habasar ashayiga b'chol tamei lo yachal. When we say don't eat the meat that's Tamei, so then we also say a person, the gavra is Tamei, don't eat it either. Then we say karina be habasar kol tawar yochal basar. Only one who's tawar can eat it, but not one who's Tamei. But again, if we allow you to eat the bas that's tamei, then we also allow a gavra who's tamei to participate as well. So since they go hand in hand, even though the tumah we're talking about is tumah sheretz, still the tamei person, a tamei gavra, can go ahead and participate in the Karban Pesach. So that's the drasha of Rava against Rav Chis's understanding. He has no distinction between tumas meis and tumas sheretz. So now the rest of the Amud and going on to Amud Beis is going to go through an interesting, a little bit not complicated, but we have to just keep the three positions here. We have to keep in mind the three different shitas as we go ahead to the rest of the daf. So what's the discussion? So we said in the Mishnah that if rov the tzibur is tameh, so then you could go ahead with the Karban Pesach betuma. If a meat is only tameh, we say we push the tumah off the meat to Karban Pesach sheni. But what if it's mechs or mechs? Exactly 50-50, what do you do in that case? So itmar. Haresha yu yisrael mechsa tahorin u mechsa tameh. 50% are tameh, 50% are tar. So we're going to see three different shitas what to do in this case. Rab Amar, mechsa mechsa is kerov. 50-50 is considered rov. And we'll see what that means in just a second. While Rav Kana Amar, mechsa mechsa ain't a kerov, it's not kerov. So Rav Amar, mechsa mechsa kerov. So that the halu osin lasman, halu osin asman. each 50% is considered 51%. In other words, the 50% that are Tahor is considered 51% Tahor, and they go ahead and do the Karban Pesach Rishon. Now, the 50% that are Tameh are also considered 51%, so obviously mathematically it doesn't make sense. You don't have 102%, but 50 is considered Rove for both parties, both groups, and therefore we also allow the Rove, that rather the half that's Tameh, to be considered like a Rove, and they also could do Pesach Rishon because Rove Tameh, Rover Tame, you could go ahead and do Pesach Rishon. So that's Rav's understanding, but they have to do it separately. Those who are Tahor have to do Batara, and those who are Tame can do Batumah, but you can't mix them together. Meaning the Rove that are Tame cannot draw in the Tahara party. In general, if you have 51% that are Tame and 49% that are Tahor, you can draw in the Tahor people as one, everyone can do Batumah. But since they're both 50-50 now, each one's considered its own group, and the Tahor people have to be Tahor, and the Tahor people can continue to go ahead Betumah. That's Rav's understanding. Each 50% are considered its own 51%.
What's the difference?
Well, let's look at the contrast now, because you see, I think you appreciate it now. So Rav says again, Mechsa Mechsa Karov, Halu Osin Latzman, V'Halu Osin Latzman. Rav Kahana Amar, Mechsa Mechsa Eino Krov, it's not Krov, which means Tahorin Osin Esa Rishon. They could still do. You don't need a Rov to do, of Tahor people to do the Rishon. So the 49%, we're viewing as 49% at least, they do the Rishon, which is fine. But the Temeim, which are 50%, we view them as 49% as well. They can't do Osin Esa Sheni. They can't do the Rishon because they're not Rov. Only Rov Tame do Rishon. So they're pushed off as 49%, they're pushed off to do Sheni. So that's the one, that's an Afkamina.
Oh, okay. The difference, it was 50-50 versus 51-49.
Because 51 which way?
So according to Rav.
51% is which group, though?
Rav Tumah versus Mechtumah.
So then the Torah people could do Tumah as well. They could do it together. They could combine the people together. They're all one
group. You can have Tumah
exactly.
In one group versus they have to be...
Exactly, yeah.
And Kohanim also plays Rav?
I think when they say Kohanim, I think it's Rav as well. Yeah, I think so. So that's all Rav Kana versus Rav. So Rav says the 50% Tumah do Rishon, and Rav Kana says 50% Tamei are viewed as 49%, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But this is the third Shita now. Then there's Ikad Amri within Rav Kana. Ikad Amri, Amr Rav Kana, Mechsa Mechsa in a Karov. So Torin, Osin, and Rishon. So that's fine. The 50%, even though they're viewed as 49% Torin, they do Rishon, that's fine. That's according to everybody, that's all the same. The only question is the 50% of Tamei. So what happens about 50% there are Tamei? So he says, going on to Amr Beis now, the Temeim... Temeim ain osin lo asa rishon v'lo asa sheni. They do neither Pesach rishon nor they do Pesach sheni. Why not? For rishon lo avdi del havi ruba. They're not rov. Only rov tame could do rishon. But b'sheni also lo avdi. They can't do sheni either. Del havi miuta. Only a miut could do sheni. Right? That's rov does rishon. So if they're rov, they do rishon. They can't do sheni if they're rov. If they're miut tame, miut can't do rishon, but they do sheni. This is 50% exactly. They're not Rove either way. So since they're not Rove, they can't do Rishon. But at the same time, since they're not a Miut, so they can't do Shin either, that's a Rav Kana, Belishan Basa, how he understands it.
Miut with reference to the ones who are Tahorim.
Miut with reference to, well, they're not a Miut. Yeah, exactly.
They're
stuck at 50%.
But they're still the same amount as the ones.
So it could be that's the explanation.
Otherwise, it wouldn't make, yeah.
So either way, these are three Shitas. Rav says the 50% Tamei do Pesach Rishon. Rav Kana, Lisha Kama, say 50% Tame do Pesach Sheni, because they're Mir. And Lisha Kama, Lisha Basa, rather, Rav Kana says the Temeim people are stuck. They do neither one. Those are the three Shitas, so keep them in mind. So Gemara is first going to go through a number of Kashas, then bring some Brises, and then more Kashas about these Shitas. We'll see how it's going to be a long daf. So Tanan, our Mishnah says, Nitma Kal, O Rubo, O Shayu Kohanim Temeim, Vakal Torim, Yasa Betumah. So Gemara's Medayik, only if Rubo, who the Avde Betumah, of our Palgalo, of the Berishon. So only if it's Rov do they do Rishon. But if they're 50-50, the implication is that they would not do the Rishon. There's a Kasha to Rav who says that 50% Tameh would do Rishon. So Amalekha Rav says, Ruba of the Kula Betumah. No, if there's Rov Tameh, as we said, this was a peace question, they all could do it together as a group, mixing the Tameh and Tahor people, 51 Tameh to 49 Tahor. But if it's Palgo, 50-50, then Halu Osun Lasman, V'Halu Osun Lasman, they have to do in separate parties. And Hachanami Mistavra, this is very sensible to say this way, the Katani, it says in the Brais, in the Mishnah, Seifa, Ninma Miut, Hakal, Tahorin Osun Esa Rishon, V'Tmein Osun Esa Sheni. If it's a Miut of Tame, they're pushed off to Beisach Sheni. So the Gemara is medayak in this flip side. Mir to the Avdi B'Sheni, only if it's a minority can they perform Pesach Sheni, but if it's a Aval Palgo Palgo 50-50, lo, they wouldn't do Pesach Sheni. What would they do? Rather, they do Avdi B'Rishon, the 50% Tame would do Pesach Rishon like Rav, V'Halu Osun Lasmon, V'Halu Osun Lasmon. So this supports Rav. So now, if it's a support for Rav, that means it's a Kasha to Rav Kana now. Elo, Kasha to Rav Kana. Rav Kana felt that the half of a Tuma should not do Pesach Rishon. They either do Pesach Sheni or they do nothing. So how is he going to explain this Mishnah? So Amalecha Rav Kana, Rav Kana explains, Nidmu Mirta Kal, if a minority of the Kal become Tameh, Tahorin Osinus HaRishon, which is, that's the, no one argues on that point, V'Tamein Osinus HaSheni, that's the Mirt. But the implication is, Ha Palga Palga, this is what you should imply, you should infer from this. Ha Palga Palga, Tahorin Osinus HaRishon, 50%, 50%, the Tahorin still do the Rishon, about Tamein, Ein Osin Los HaRishon, Los HaSheni, they're stuck. And that's how Rav Kana learns the diak from the Mishnah. So Gemara says, "Hatinach leLishna Basur Rav Kana." This makes sense for the second ikadami of Rav Kana. But Ela lahach Lishna, the other Lishna Kama of Rav Kana, Dama Rav Kana, Tahorin Osin as a Rishon, V'Tmein Osin as a Sheni. Ma'ik leMeimer, how are you going to interpret the Mishnah? So Amalecha Rav Kana. Rav Kana explains, "Who adin da filu paga paga nami Tahorin Osin as a Rishon, V'Tmein as a Sheni." There's no difference actually. There's no difference whether it's paga paga or Tmein. If it's a miut or tamei, it's the same exact din. You don't make a dik. Meaning, when it says nitma miut, they do pesach sheni. It's also true paga paga also does pesach sheni. So what's the dik to make? Well, it says there's no dik. Don't make a dik. So why is it specified nitma? It's miut. It should say paga paga. So Gemara says the only reason why I chose miut because hadikatani miut hakal. I did the Tana Reisha Ruba, Tainami Sefer Miuta. Since the Mishnah, the Reisha said Ruba, it contrasted it to Miut. For Inachanami, the Sefer, it wasn't meant to be Miut Dafka. Even Palga Palga would have the same din, 50-50, would be that the Temein would be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So we see, according to Rav, and the Shnei Lishnah to Rav Kana, are able to interpret a Mishnah, there is no Raya to either one of these opinions. So now the Gemara is going to bring three Brises. Question?
Rav Kana, 50-50 is a Miut, and according to Rav, 50-50 is considered a Ruba.
According to Rav, 50-50 is Rov.
He's defining it to look at 50-50 as if it's 51.
Yeah, the Mishnah's not talking about how we're defining it. The Mishnah's talking about the actual numbers. So that's how the Gemara's understand it. It's a good question. I mean, the numbers are 50-50. He's just saying it should be treated as a Rov. So our Mishnah's not saying how it should be treated. It's saying the actual numbers, statistics. If it's Rov, so what would happen in that case? It's a very good question. But they have to explain the Mishnah that way. The actual numbers as opposed to the actual din. So now the Gemara is going to bring three brises. Each brisa is supporting one of these three shittas we just said. So Gemara says, Tani kavasa dirav, Tani kavasa dirav kana, kitrei lishna. Tani kavasa dirav, and they're all going to be very straightforward brisa. We'll just read it straight. We'll see, it'll be very clear to each of these shittas. So first, Tani kavasa dirav, hayu yisrael mechsa taurin mechsa tamem, halu osin la'atzman, halu osin la'atzman. That's Rav shita. That they all do Pesach Rishon. We view each of these half Paga Paga, both as Rov, and they do in both Pesach Rishon as separate groups. Tanya Kalishna Kama Rav Kana, and he was one who said in Lishna Kama that the Palga of Tumeim are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So again, Tanya Kalishna Kama Rav Kana, Harei Shayu Yisrael Mechza Tahorin, U Mechza Tumeim, Tahorin Osin Esa Rishon, U Tumeim Osin Esa Sheni. And finally, Tana Klisha Basra, that the Mechza Tameim don't do either one. So this Brisa says, the Klisha Basra Derav Kana, Hare Shehoyu Yisrael Mechza Tahorin Mechza Tameim, Tahorin Osin Es HaRishon, V'Tameim Eino Osin Los HaSheni, Los HaRishon, Los HaSheni. Fine, these are three Brises, great. Now, the challenge is the rest of the Amud. Gemara wants to figure out, how do each of the opinions understand the other Brises, right? They all have to contend, what do you do with the other Brises that says something different? So they're all going to make Okimtas that have to satisfy their particular position. So you have to try to keep in mind the three Shitas and the Brises. So the Gemara says, Lelishna Basu Devkana, who said that they don't do either the Rishon or the Sheni, so Hodatana, that which the Brises says, Tahorin Osin is a Rishon, but Tamein Osin is a Sheni. Well, according to Rav Kana, Lishna Basra, they don't do Sheni. How does he interpret this Brisa that says they do the Sheni? So Heichem Mitarchila, how does he explain? Kagon Shahu Yisrael Mechsa Tahorin, U Mechsa Tmeim, V'Nashim Mashlimos L'Tmeim. In reality, the truth is that the Tmeim of men are the minority. But if you add the women to the mix, they make it equal, they make it 50-50. Ukasavar, the Brisa also holds, Nashim Berishon Rishus. They don't have to actually participate in the Karim Pesach Rishon. We're going to learn in a later daf, women's role by Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. But right now the assumption is they're pater, they're rishus rather, it's voluntary for them, Pesach Rishon. So they're not really part of the mix here. And therefore, you could dal nashim mitmeim, you could remove them from tmeim because they're not really part of the numbers. They're only rishus. And what comes out is havu le tmeim miyuta. Now, since you remove the women, the tmeim are really the minority. And since the minority, miyuta yidchel pesach sheni, and you can push off the pesach sheni. It's not a classic case of 50-50. 50-50 is only when 50 men to 50 men. Then you say they push off the sheni or they're stuck. But this is 50-50 only when you include the women on the tmeim side. But since we don't really care about the women here, they're not part of the calculation, so we make it down to a meet, and that's why they get to do Pesach Sheni. Now the Rav, Ulishna Kama Javkana, who felt, the Rav said that in this case of 50-50, they do Pesach Rishon. And Lishna Kama Javkana says they do Pesach Sheni. How do they interpret? How did Tanya? Tohorin Osnes Arishon. Utmein Einosin Lois Arishon Los Hasheni. That goes against either one. Heich Metarchle. How will they answer this? So Rav Metarchle, even though Rav normally says 50-50, that Tmeim should do Pesach Rishon, how does he interpret the Brayser that says they don't do either one? So he explains, Kagon Shehayu Yisrael Mechsa Tmeim U'Mechsa Torun, and V'Nashim Odfos Ala Torun. So in this case, taking into account just the men, it's 50-50 Tmeim Tahor. But the women added to the mix, add their Odfim. They actually push over, they push the scale, they tip the scale, Ala Torun. Now that if you include the women, they're more Tahorim. But the whole, and Kesavar, Nashim Berishon are actually Chova. They're obligated to perform Karban Pesach Rishon. Pesach Rishon. So now what happens is the women are able to tip the scale to rove to Horim. Ubisheni, however, now this is where it gets tricky. Sheni, women are only Rishus. So they're part of the calculations for Rishon because they're Chova, but they're not part of the calculations for Sheni because they're only Rishus. So now listen to watch the numbers. So Berishon, since you have the Tamei people are Miut, so Rishon, Lo Avdi, the Tamei people can't do the Rishon because only a Miut are Tamei because you include the women, rove or Torim. So Berishon lo avdu, da havelei miut. Now miut lo avdu Berishon. Now when you flip to the Sheni side, however, Besheni, da lo avdu, they can't do it either because now the women are not part of the Karban Pesach Sheni calculation. Dal nashim, now remove the women. And now to that, havelei palga palga, it's 50-50. Upalga lo avdu Besheni, half can't do Sheni, half only does Rishon according to Rav. That's how Rav's understand it, right? You follow that?
Yeah.
Again, 50-50, Rav holds, you do Rishon. Right, that's what they hold here. They can't do Sheni. So women, Varishon, you include women. So by women included, they're more Tahor women. So they're Tamer only Miut by Rishon. So they can't do it. Tamer Miut can't do Rishon. You go to Sheni now. You remove the women because women are not part of Sheni. They're only Rishus B'Sheni. So now you take the women out. Turns out the Tamer are no longer Miut. They actually are a higher percentage. It's actually 50% now. And 50-50, Tamer Tatar don't do Sheni according to Rav. They have to do Rishon. But they can't do Rishon because Rishon include women. So that's why they're stuck. That's how Rav interprets it, a very, very creative way to understand the Braisa. Then the Gemara says, Rav Kahana, Damar Palga Nami of the B'Sheni. They felt 50% Tamei actually do Pesach Sheni. So how does he interpret this? So, He explains, Kegon Chayu Yisrael Mechsa Torun Mechsa Tamem V'Nashin Mashlimus LaTorun. Here, that the only reason why 50-50 is because you're including the women. Without the women, it's actually more tame. Tame is rov. But if you include the women, it becomes a mechsa. The kesavar nashim birishon chover. They're chayv in it, so you can include women in the calculation. So it's 50-50. Ubisheni rishus. So now birishon lo avdu. The reason why they can't do the rishon is because havile palga palga upalga birishon lo avdi. Because he holds that 50% don't do Rishon, they have to do Sheni. So that's why the Tamei Palga can't do Rishon, because it's 50-50. But B'Sheni Nami Lo Avdi, but they can't do the Sheni either, because once you go to Sheni, women are not Chayv in Sheni. So Dal Nashim Minai, remove it, Minat Torim, and turns out, the Tmeim become Rov now. And the Rov, Ruba Lo Avdi B'Sheni, Rov have to do Rishon, so this is his creative way how to understand this particular Brice. Now one more Brice we have to do, before we stop, we'll have Kana, who holds, Hod Tanya, the Brice which says, this brisa was the support for Rav. That if it's 50-50, even the Tamei people can do Rishon. Rav Kana, for both Lishnas, felt that the Tamei people, if they're half, definitely do not do Rishon. It's either they do Sheni or they do neither one. How is he going to interpret this brisa? So Gemara explains, Amar Lecha Rav Kana, Tanahi to Machlokas Tanayim. Machlokas Tanayim, and he's stuck. There's no way for him to interpret this brisa, and therefore he has to say it's a Machlokas Tanayim that Ikadam, Ikalman Damar, Mechsa Mechsa Kirov, Vikalman Damar, Mechsa Mechsa, Eino Kirov. Okay, I think we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Shem, we will continue tomorrow. Let me do a quick recap. So we start off the Gemara by saying that the top of Ayin Tes, that there was another opinion who felt that even though l'chachila you should not do zrikas dam if there's no basa kayim for the basa pesach imzar kurta, that was the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, just like yesterday's daf of Rabbi Nazim. Then the Gemara went through the whole discussion of if the chatzis zayis of chaylev versus chatzis zayis of the chaylev of basar, karbanos versus that of an ola. They spoke about the mincha havin was the minchas nesachim is part of the karm pesach. We conclude it's not part of the karm pesach. We said as long as either the chaylev is still around or the yisaret hakaved or shteklayos, that would allow a person to go ahead with the zrikas dam. That was based on the psukim of chaylev and the riach nichoch, that you have to have something that's part of the animal, not the mincha, but it has to be something that's brought in the mizbeach. Fine. And then the mission we had, which is about nitma kal v'rubo, or kohanim or klisheris, either one of those three factors have to become tamei, but if it's only a miyut, then it gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Then we had Rav Chista versus Rava. Rav Chista said this is only true by klisheris if it's tumas meis, by tumas sheretz, it would not allow them to do it betumah, but Rava felt that based on the drasha, that even tumas sheretz would allow them to go ahead betumah, even though klisheris is only tamei sheretz, and it's only a rishon letumah, it still allowed the whole carbon Pesach to be brought betumah, based on the pasuk. Then we had the machlokas Rav versus Rav Kana and Tulishnas, how to view mechza. Mechza is a karova, in a karova, and what do you do with them? Do you do it Pesach Rishon, the Tami people, Pesach Sheni, or they're stuck and they're where to go? And the rest of Amun Beis was simply going back and forth, who was right, bringing rayas and kashas and supports in different directions. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Mirtz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.